And welcome back to Duncan Field here tonight. We've got this second half of the doubleheader. Hastings 5 points back, winning the opener over Grand Island Home Federal 6-5 as Hastings scores four runs in the seventh inning to win it earlier this afternoon. So Hastings is into the night ball game now as they take on the Millard Sox. This is a team that is made up of the guys who were cut off of the Millard North, Millard West, and the Millard South teams earlier this spring. So they have devised a team, and this is the Millard Sox team. They lost to Grand Island in the ballgame just completed here at Duncan Field by the score of 5-1. Millard Sox has a record of 16 wins and 21 losses on the season. Hastings 5 points Bank has now won their last two games, beating Crete last night by the score of 10-2 and winning in the opener this afternoon over Grand Island by the score of 6-5. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 points Bank, locally owned and locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings 5 points Bank, it'll be very much basically the same lineup as we had earlier today with a couple of exceptions. Brady Hoffman will lead off. He'll be out in center field. Matt Overmiller will be on shortstop. He'll bat second. Zach Hollister will be the catcher. He'll bat third. Ryan Bender, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Jose Romo will be the left fielder. He will bat fifth. Darren Dice will be the third baseman. He'll bat sixth. Blaine Gantz will be the designated hitter in this ball game. He'll bat seventh. Joe Kindig, the second baseman, will bat eighth. And Joel Fritz, the right fielder, will bat ninth. Brandon Pankaneben will be on the mound tonight for Hastings here in this second ball game of the Johnny Hop Tournament. So Hastings going with Hoffman and Overmiller, Hollister, Bender, Romo, Dice, Gantz, Kindig, and Fritz in the starting lineup here tonight with Brandon Pankaneben on the mound here for Hastings. His current record is sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss. For the Millard Sox, they will go with Connor Jackson. He's the shortstop. He'll be followed up by Mason Lovegren. He's the second baseman. Then Ian Mernon. He's the designated hitter batting in the number three position. Michael Gradell will be the third baseman batting fourth. Dan Kaczynski will be the left fielder batting fifth. Connor Anson will be the first baseman. He'll bat sixth, followed by Joe Beeson, the catcher. Tyler Ryan, the right fielder, and Tyler Hull, the center fielder, on the mound tonight for the Millard Sox will be number 9, Joe Dannon. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank member, FDIC. So we're underway. Hastings and the Millard Sox here tonight in the third ball game of the Johnny Hop Tournament. Hastings winning the opener 6-5 over Grand Island. Then Grand Island coming back and beating the Millard Sox 5-1. Here's a bunt laid down in the third base side. Hastings has problems with that. And in there safely at first base is going to be Connor Jackson. Pankaneben comes off with a bound to try to field that one, and he lost his footing right on the line in the third base line. Connor Jackson is going to be in there with a single as Pankaneben goes down trying to field that bunt on the third base line. So Connor Jackson gets aboard here for the Millard Sox. They've got their leadoff man on here in the first inning of play. Mason Lovegren comes up there next. He is the second baseman. So Millard Sox, 16-21 on the season. They're dressed in their white pants here tonight with their black tops. Here's Lovegren. He squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes the ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Pankaneben, 2 wins, 1 loss on the season. He's thrown 19 2/3 innings for Hastings this year, giving up 36 hits, 49 runs. 31 of those have been earned. 20 base on balls and 24 strikeouts. Again, Lovegren squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes another pitch inside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Kyle Stromer was the winning pitcher for Hastings in game number one. He pitched 2 innings of scoreless relief for Hastings and had 1 strikeout and no walks. There's a ball hit over the head of the first baseman for Hastings. That is Ryan Bender in the right field. It is picked up out there by Joel Fritz. And another base hit here for Mason Lovegren and the Millard Sox. Right down the line over the head of Ryan Bender at first base, moving over to third on the play. It's going to be Connor Jackson. Lovegren is aboard at first base. And now Ian Mernon comes up there next. He is the designated hitter. Mernon in the first ball game against Grand Island was 0-3 today and had 2 strikeouts. So a great night for American Legion baseball action here tonight. Just a slight breeze blowing in on the hitters here tonight. Here's the next pitch by Pankaneben. It's going to be a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike now to Ian Mernon. Zach Hollister behind the plate for Hastings here in the second ball game with Pankaneben on the mound. Ryan Bender at first base. Kindig at second base. Overmiller at shortstop. Darren Dice over here at third base. There's a throw over the first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is Mason Lovgren. Out in the outfield, you've got Jose Romo out in left field. Brady Hoffman is out in center field. And then you've got Joel Fritz out in right field. There's a throw over the first base, and that was a close call over there. Lovgren just getting back in there for the Millard Sox. So the hitter up here is Enan Mernon as he bats here. Another quick throw over the first base. That time it was close again. Diving back in there with the tag is going to be Lovgren. So three straight throws over the first base. Millard Sox, they have a base runner over here at third as well. That's going to be Connor Jackson. Just underway. We're in the second game for Hastings here today after Hastings came back to beat Grand Island Home Federal by the score of 6-5 in that first ball game, scoring four runs in the seventh inning to win it. So Hastings is currently sitting at 18-25 in the season. Just underway here in this ball game. Nobody out. We are in the top half of the first inning. Ian Mernon is your batter up here, and he's going to take some extra time. And now the catcher for Hastings, Zach Hollister, will go out and have a couple of words with his pitcher out there, Brandon Panganiemann. Temperature is at 83 degrees here as we get this ball game underway. The winds are blowing out of the south at about 8 miles per hour, blowing in on the hitters here at Duncan Field. And welcome to American Legion baseball coverage here today. Game number two for us here on 1230 KHIS. Mernon waits here at the plate, and it's going to be a pitch out, and it's going to be outside, obviously. They were looking down to first base again. Concerned with the running ability of Mason Lovgren down there. Little guy takes his lead, and a gigantic lead over there right now. Ryan Bender will hold him on. Panganiemann looks that way, throws over there, and then diving back in there is going to be Lovgren. Michael Gradell, the third baseman, is due up next, and then Dan Kaczynski. The Millard Sox batting here in the top half of the first inning in the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. One ball and one strike now to Ian Mernon. Out of the outfield for Hastings, you've got Romo in left and Hoffman out in center field. Joel Fritz out in right. Playing this guy pretty much straight away here to get this ball game started. First two runners have reached base safely, and here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away. Runner was going on the pitch that time at first base, and Lovgren will have to go back. As Mernon fouls that one away right into the front of the dugout on the third base side, occupied by Hastings. So the count is at one ball and two strikes here to Ian Mernon, the designated hitter officially here for the Millard Sox. Here's the next pitch by Panganiemann. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Kyle Stromer again is expected to be the reliever for Hastings here in this ball game. He threw just 33 pitches in that first ball game in two innings. So he'll be the reliever if the starter Brandon Panganiemann runs into any kind of trouble here in this ball game. There's a throw over the first base again, and diving back in there is going to be Lovgren. Two balls and two strikes. The count right now to Ian Mernon here at the plate. There goes the runner again at first base, and again the pitch is going to be fouled away. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings will play again tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against Lincoln Northeast. We'll have that ball game for you as well here on 1230 KHIS. 10:45 for the pregame show tomorrow morning. Going to finish off the tournament tomorrow night at 6:30 in a ball game against Fremont. There's a ball hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. That's going to score a run. Coming in to score from third base is going to be Connor Jackson. So the first three guys to come to the plate here for Millard have all reached base safely with a single. Jackson now comes in to score to make it a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Millard Sox. Hastings fell behind 5-0 to Grand Island earlier today over just three innings. And Hastings came back to win that baby 6-5. So the first three guys have reached base safely with a single. Here's a Gradell laying down a bunt, but he fouls it away. So Michael Gradell, the third baseman, the cleanup hitter, at the plate down for the Millard Sox as he fouls away the attempted bunt. Runners are on at first and second base. Mernon is down there at first base. Lovgren is on at second base. Hastings playing with the infield in, and now the second baseman, Joe Kindig, dancing around in the bag there for Hastings defensively. Now he's back to his position. Wheeling towards second is going to be Panganiemann. Now nobody there. Overmiller is at shortstop tonight, and Joe Kindig is at second base, trying to keep Mason Lovgren close there to the bag at second. Panganiemann again goes center on the mound. He's going to pitch to the plate. It's going to be a bunt. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be caught there by Panganiemann. Now he throws to the first base, trying to double up the the runner there. He throws it over the head of Ryan Bender, and the runners are going to advance. So Paganiban makes a nice play on the ball, catching the bunt there in the air, and then he tried to double up Vernon down there at first base and threw it over the head of Ryan Bender. So they get one out as Gridell pops out to the pitcher, Brandon Paganiban. That's going to be the first out of the inning. And then there's also going to be an error on the play on Panganiban's throw over to first base. Levgren moves over to third base into play. Vernon moves over to second base. And now Dan Kaczynski comes to the plate next. He is the left fielder. Kaczynski, a big boy. He's going to dig in there from the right-hand side. So three base hits and an error now on Hastings here in this first inning of play. And here comes the pitch to Dan Kaczynski. He's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing at one to Dan Kaczynski. He did not play in the first ball game for Millard Sox in that contest against Grand Island. He'll be out in left field here in this one. 1-0 is the score. The Millard Sox out on top. Here's a bunt. They're going to try to sneak one home. The runner is now going to be caught in dead man's land, and they're going to be tagged out. They try the suicide squeeze there. Dan Kaczynski attempting to lay down a bunt. He misses it. Coming in from third base was Mason Lovegren. Boy, when you can't get that bunt down, you're laid out there in no man's land. And the catcher, Zach Hollister, just goes out and tags out the runner, Mason Lovegren, down the line at third base. So now there's two men out of the inning, and a runner is at second base. So the score is still 1-0. Millard has got the lead. And here comes the next pitch to Dan Kaczynski. He's going to be outside for a ball. So Kaczynski trying to lay down a bunt. The pitch was a little bit outside. He could not get out there. And then there was dead meat there for Mason Lovegren as he was already shooting down the line. He was almost at home plate. Just tagged out there by Zach Hollister for the second out. Here's a curveball that's going to stay way upstairs. And the count down on Kaczynski is going to be two balls and one strike. So now there's two men out. A bunt that was popped up by Gridell. And a suicide squeeze that fails. And Hastings all of a sudden has two men out here in the first inning. Here comes the next pitch by Paganiban. It's going to be swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. So what could have been a disastrous inning there for Hastings, they get out pretty much unscathed with only one run scoring here. One run on three base hits, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first with a score of Millard 1, Hastings nothing.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Millard Sox jumped out there in that first inning. First three guys reached base safely. Then an attempted bunt that was popped up. Hastings caught that baby. Suicide squeeze that went awry. Hastings snuffed that baby out, and then a strikeout to Dan Kaczynski, and the inning is over. The Millard Sox scoring only one run there in the top half of the first inning. So Hastings will come to bat now in the bottom half of the first. They'll have Brady Hoffman, Matt Overmiller, and Zach Hollister, the first three guys to come up there. Ryan Bender would follow them. Joe Dannon will be your pitcher out there for the Millard Sox in this ball game. Joe Beeson will be behind the plate. Connor Anson will be at first base. Mason Lovegren will be at second base. Connor Jackson will be your shortstop. And Michael Gridell will be your third baseman. out of the outfield for the Millard Sox here defensively. It'll be Dan Kaczynski out there in left field, Tyler Hall in center, and Tyler Ryan will be out in right field. There's the pitch from Joe Dannon. It's going to come all the way back to the screen. One ball and no strikes as that one is way outside, and Beeson couldn't get out there to handle that one, the catcher for the Sox. So one ball and no strikes to Brady Hoffman. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Hoffman. He started the day with a batting average of 301. Hoffman in the ball game earlier today was 3-for-4. Had a strikeout and scored a run in the ball game against Grand Island. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. So just underway here in game number two for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Setting at 18-25 in the season after the win over Grand Island earlier today. There's a ground ball to Lovegren at second base, and he goes over to Anson over at first to get the first out in the bottom half of the first inning. Brady Hoffman is retired in the play from second to first. And now Matt Overmiller comes up there next. He's the shortstop. Overmiller was the pitcher in that first ball game against Grand Island. He lasted 5 innings today. Gave up 5 runs. Had 7 hits against him. 1 strikeout and walked 5 batters. Finished the ball game at shortstop after Kyle Stromer came on in the 6th inning to relieve him. Stromer ended up getting the win in the ball game to improve to 3-3 in the season. So Overmiller is up there now. Takes a couple of pitches outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Matt Overmiller. He started the day with a batting average of 357. He was 1-for-4 in the first ball game with a double and RBI and scored a run. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Matt a little gimpy in between games. Left ankle is bothering a little bit. Iced her down, but he says he's good enough to play here in this one. He golfs this one. High fly ball, shallow right field coming on will be Ryan, and he makes the catch. So Matt Overmiller is going to fly out to the right fielder, Tyler Ryan. That's the 2nd out of this 1st inning, and now Zach Hollister comes up there next. Hollister started the day with a batting average of 375. He was 1-for-3 in the first ball game against Grand Island, was hit by a pitch. So Zach Hollister doing the catching chores again for Hastings in game number 2. Up to the plate for the first time here this evening. He started the day with the, like we said, a batting average of 375. He had 45 base hits coming in here today with 120 at-bats. Walked 18 times and had struck out 10 times. He's up there for the first time here in this ball game against the Sox. Here's the ball. It's going to be hit to left field. Moving over and grabbing the ball is going to be Dan Kaczynski. And an easy inning there for the pitcher for the Millard Sox, Joe Dannon. As Hastings goes down in order, Zach Hollister will fly out to the left fielder, Dan Kaczynski. So Hastings goes down in order here in the bottom half of the 1st inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the 2nd inning with a score. Millard 1, Hastings nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open every day at 11, weekend 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field here tonight. All the action in Major League Baseball pretty much getting underway right now. Checking the Major League scoreboard update in the American League. The Toronto Blue Jays leading the Cleveland Indians 8-2. They're in the top of the 6th inning tonight. Bottom of the 5th inning, you've got Boston leading Baltimore 8-3. Bottom of the 3rd inning, Texas 7 and Oakland 1. End of the 2nd inning is Chicago leading the Minnesota Twins 5-1. Top of the 3rd, the Tigers of Detroit leading Kansas City by the score of 3-2. Later on tonight, the Seattle Mariners will play at the Los Angeles Angels. The game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees postponed by rain, so Derek Jeter will have to wait at least one more day to grabbed the 3,000 hit plateau. He needs two to tie that. He's sitting at 2,998, but the game tonight was postponed by rain. There's a ground ball towards short. It's picked up there by Overmiller. His throw over to first base is going to be low, and it's not handled very well by Ryan Bender. It pops out of his glove. So Connor Hansen is going to get aboard here for the Millard Sox. Hastings had an error in the first inning of play. And that one is going to be an error as well, I believe, on the throw from Matt Overmiller at shortstop. So Joe Beeson will come up there next. Yeah, the second error of the ball game chalked up against the Hastings defense. Hastings had only two errors in the seven innings in their first ball game against Grand Island. So Beeson now comes to the plate. Here's a curveball thrown by Panganiban. It's going to hang up there high. One ball and no strikes. Joe Beeson up there for the Millard Sox. He did not play in the first ball game against Grand Island. He's doing the catching chores here in this second ball game as he takes a look at another pitch. It's going to be outside. Two balls and no strikes to Joe Beeson. Gets to the National League scores in just a couple of minutes in Major League Baseball. A full action, full slate of action here tonight in the big leagues. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be hit on the ground again. Overmiller at shortstop. Grant.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Betty Ford, America's first lady in the post-Watergate period and founder of the Addiction Treatment Center that bears her name.
So a double play turn there by Hastings. We'll get this figured out, gang. This is our first game we've ever done. Joe Beeson hits into a double play, so now there's two men out here in the inning. And now Tyler Ryan, the right fielder, comes up there next. 1-0 is the score. The Millard Sox out on top. And the pitch by Panganiban is going to be outside for a ball, and it gets away momentarily from Zach Hollister. No harm done, though. Nobody on the base pads right now for the Sox. So after Overmiller commits an error on the preceding batter, he turns the double play here, at least gets it started. Ground ball hits Overmiller at shortstop. Went to Joe Kindig, who made a nice relay throw over to first base at Ryan Bender. So there's now two men out for the Millard Sox here in the second inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Scooped out of there again by Zach Hollister. Tyler Ryan, the right fielder. He did not play either, and that's a first ball game against Grand Island. The Millard Sox have a rather large roster as they brought to Hastings here tonight. Next pitch to Ryan is going to be down low for a ball. And the count to him is sitting at three balls and one strike now to Tyler Ryan. Tyler Hall would be next. There's a ball hit to Overmiller. It's by his glove in the center field. Another base hit there for the Sox as they get another base hit by the shortstop, Matt Overmiller. Picked up out there by Brady Hoffman in center field. And now Tyler Hall will come to the plate next. It was a late addition to the roster here. They originally had Trevor Donovan penciled in this number 9 slot, but just before game time, they made a change. And Tyler Hall will get the start out in center field, and he'll bat in the number 9 hole here for the Millard Sox here tonight against Hastings. As the pitch comes in there from Panganiban, that's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. All in the first ball game he played, he was 1-for-2 at the plate. Struck out once against Grand Island Home Federal. Waiting here on the pitch from Brandon Panganiban. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low. It's now 1-1. So the Millard Sox already with 4 base hits in the ball game. They're out on top by a score of 1-0. We are in the top half of the second. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. The third day of the day here at Duncan in the Johnny Hop Tournament. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is outside. The throw down there from Hollister is going to be high. And Overmiller cannot, rather the second baseman covering the bag there, Joe Kindig, cannot apply the tag. And a stolen base there by Tyler Ryan. So the Millard Sox now have a man in scoring position again at second base. That's Tyler Ryan. Tyler Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Panganiban working from the stretch, looks at the runner at second base, offers one up to the plate, and that's going to be up high for a ball. So it is now 3-1 here to Tyler Hall. Connor Jackson, the top of the order, is due up there next for the Sox. Panganiban continues to work from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up over the head of Tyler Hall, and a baseline ball is given up there by Brandon Panganiban. So now the Millard Sox have runners on at first and second base. There's two men out here in the second inning, thanks to that double play turn earlier. And now Connor Jackson comes up there next. Jackson had a single to start off this ball game tonight. Came around to score the run in that first inning. for the Millard Sox. Jackson in that first ball game, he was 1-for-3 at the plate against Grand Island. Here comes a breaking pitch from Panganiban. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And Kyle Stromer is the guy that Hastings is going to call on in this ball game to be a reliever. He threw 33 pitches in the first ball game and picked up the win in two innings against Grand Island. Here comes the next pitch. It swung on and fouled back to the screen. In fact, the runners were going in the pitch. We've already seen a very aggressive style of play here out of the Millard Sox in the first two innings. A couple of runners caught stealing. They tried a suicide squeeze. They've tried some hit and runs already in the first inning and two-thirds. That time both runners going in the pitch there, but it was fouled away back to the screen. Connor Jackson digs back in. Count of one ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. That's way behind. That's behind the batter as Zach Hollister reaches to his left to grab that one. Back and even all over the place here in the first couple of innings for Hastings 5 points Bank. Two balls and one strike to Connor Jackson. Mason Lovgren is standing in the on-deck circle. He would bat next for Millard. Back and even again. Two balls and one strike. Working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second and now backing out of the batter's box at the last second. Calling timeout is Connor Jackson. Just as Panganiban was in his windup to the plate here. So timeout is called. Panganiban will now reset after he gets his sign from the catcher, Zach Hollister. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now from Panganiban. It's going to be down low. Scooped up again by Hollister behind the plate. So three balls and one strike now to Connor Jackson. Hastings riding a two-game winning streak right now. It's something they have not been able to do this year, and that's put together several wins in a row. Two or three wins in a row has been their longest winning streak so far this season. They've got two right now with a win the other night against Columbus and the win earlier today against Grand Island. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside, and now they got the runner tied up between second and third as Hollister threw it down to third base, and now they tag out the runner trying to get back into the bag at second. So a base-stealing problem there for the Millard Sox as Hollister fielded that outside pitch there from Panganiban and then fires it down to Dice. Then they have that runner tied up between second and third base, and they eventually get him tagged out here for the third out of this second inning of play. So a base running problem there for Millard South squelches out any kind of a hope here in the second inning. Millard South scores, or rather a Millard Sox score, no runs on one base hit, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Millard 1, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings will come to bat now here in the bottom half of the second inning. One to nothing is the score. The Millard Sox out on top of Hastings in this third game of the Johnny Hop tournament here today. Hastings going down in order in the top half of the first. We've got Ryan Bender, Jose Romo, and Darren Dice coming up there now. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. They'll face the Millard Sox and their pitcher in Joe Dannon. A ground ball, a couple of flyouts in the first inning for Hastings 5 points Bank. So Ryan Bender comes up there now for Hastings. Bender in the first ball game for Hastings today was 0-for-3. Had a walk, scored a couple of runs. Bender started the day with a batting average of .399. Coming into the ball game, he was 55 for 138. Had 11 walks and 29 strikeouts. The count to him is a 2-1 as he gets things started here in the second inning. So Ryan Bender up there for Hastings to try to get things started here. Hastings 5 points Bank still dressed in their red tops and their gray baseball pants here this evening. The Millard Sox dressed in their white baseball pants and their black tops trimmed and lettered in yellow. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Ryan Bender. Next pitch is a check swing. Did he go around with it? No, they award him first base. So a walk given up here. The first walk of the ball game by Joe Dannon. Hastings will have a base runner down for the first time in this ball game as Ryan Bender is down there at first base. And Jose Romo comes into play next. Romo, batting average of 276 on the season. He was 0 for 4 in the first ball game against Grand Island. Struck out a couple of times and scored a run. Romo in the ball game last night against Crete. Very productive, 3 out of 4 from the plate with a couple of triples, 2 RBIs, and scored a run. There's a throw over the first base, and Bender is back in there. Hastings has got 23 stolen bases so far this year. Bender has got one of those. Ryan sneaking away from the bag right now at first base. Connor Anson will hold him on. The pitch is going to be to the plate. Romo scores around the butt. Now the ball gets away from the catcher. Has problems locating the ball. Beeson back to the screen. Bender is going to dig for third base. There's the throw down there, and he's in there safely. So the ball got away from the catcher, Joe Beeson. It comes all the way back to the screen, and then Joe had a tough time locating the ball there. Bender didn't hesitate as he moves around second base. He dug for three. Head first slide down there at third base. Beeson throws the ball down there, but it was not in time. So Ryan Bender moves all the way around to a third base on the play. On the pass ball, on the catcher, Joe Beeson. So now Jose Romo has a count of 2 balls and no strikes here at the plate. 1-0 is the score. Millard has got the lead. Hastings has got a runner now at third base as the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and no strikes. Darren Dice, the hero in game number 1, is scheduled up there next. He had the RBI single in the 7th inning to win it over Grand Island earlier today. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. So back-to-back walks given up here by Joe Dannon to start off the second inning of play. Hastings now with the runners on at first and third base, and now Darren Dice comes up there. That base hit to win the ball game earlier today was his only hit of the contest against DI. He finished 1 for 3. Had that one RBI and had a walk. Dice last night in the ball game against Crete was 2 out of 2. Had a double and a couple of RBIs. Dice started the day with a batting average of 259. Now the catcher Joe Beeson out in front of the plate making the infield signals here. Runners are on at first and third base. Millard Sox will send their third baseman on the edge of the grass here. That's Michael Gridell. And here comes the pitch to the play. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Beeson, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Jose Romo. Beeson blocks it from coming back to the screen. Bounces off of his chest protector out in front of the plate, but Jose Romo takes off. No throw that time by Beeson. And now Hastings has got runners on at second and third base, and there's nobody out here in the second. Here comes the pitch to Darren Dice. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Darren Dice in there for Hastings. He has walked 9 times coming into the ball game here this afternoon. 14 strikeouts. And here comes the next pitch. It beans him on the left shoulder. So now Hastings has got the bases loaded. Darren Dice is hit by a pitch. He's on the bag at first. Down there at second base is going to be Jose Romo. Over at third base is going to be Ryan Bender. Now we're going to have a little conference coming out here as the head coach for the Millard Sox making his way out of the pitcher's mound. Blaine Gatz is scheduled up there next for Hastings. Joe Kindig, Joel Fritz will follow him. 1-0 is the score. Hastings still looking for their first base hit of the ball game, but now we got the bases loaded thanks to a couple of walks and now a hit batter here in the second inning of play. It's going to be Joe Dannon staying in the ball game. Blaine Gatz is the designated hitter in this ball game tonight, and he will stroll to the plate right now. Gatz hitting 316. Coming into the ball game here this evening. He did not play in game number 1. Gatz was 0 out of 3 from the plate last night in the ball game against Crete. So Blaine Gatz is up there now for Hastings. He starts the day with a batting average of 316. He's got 12 base hits and 38 trips to the plate. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Beeson. Running down and scoring from third base on the play is going to be Ryan Bender. So Bender takes advantage of some problems there with the catcher. to move all the way around from first base to third on a pass ball. And then he comes in to score on either a wild pitch or a pass ball. And Hastings has tied the score now 1-1 here in the second inning of play. Romo moves over to third base on the play. Darren Dice is on at second base. So Hastings with runners on at second and third and nobody out. One run in here in this second inning as the next pitch is going to be outside as well. Blaine Gatz up there for Hastings, the designated hitter. One ball and no strikes to Gatz, and now it should be 1-1. 1-1 is the count here to Blaine Gatz. Make the correction on the scoreboard. Home plate umpire, make sure Joe Dannon knows what's going on out there. 1-1 the count. As Dannon will work from the stretch, he rockets another one to the plate. That's going to be fouled away. One ball and two strikes now to Blaine Gatz. Joe Kindig would be next. Hastings looking for their second win of the day today. After roaring back to beat Grand Island in the opener this afternoon, 6-5. Blaine Gatz waiting here at the plate, club in hand. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch that stays inside. And it is now two balls and two strikes to Blaine Gatz. A lot of folks down from Millard watching their ball club here tonight at Duncan Field. Joe Kindig anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground, bouncing ball toward third. Gradel grabs it, and he goes to first base. And the runner stays at third. Jose Romo, a little bit off of the bag there, but had no intentions of coming home. Blaine Gatz is throwing out from third to first. Runners stay put at second and third, respectively, but now there's one man out here in the second inning of play. And Joe Kindig will come to the plate next. Kindig earlier today was 0-2 from the plate. In fact, struck out twice. He was also hit by a pitch in the ball game against Grand Island. Kindig last night was 2-for-3 in the ball game against Crete. He watches a fastball sail out wide here, and the count is at 1-0. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Joe Dannon from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Joe Kindig. He started the day with a batting average of .263. Kindig has walked 10 times. He has struck out 21 times coming into the two ball games here this afternoon. There's a ground ball by the third baseman, right by the shortstop too. Connor Jackson off of his glove into left field. One run scores. Here comes the second one of the plate, and sliding in safely at second base is going to be Kindig. So Joe Kindig brings home Jose Romo from third base. Also coming in from second base to score is going to be Darren Dice. Third baseman Michael Gradel makes a diving attempt at that one as he had to move to his left. He couldn't get there. Then the ball goes bouncing off of the glove of Connor Jackson, the shortstop, into left field. Finally picked up by Dan Kaczynski. But two runs score there for Hastings, and now Hastings 5 points back has got a 3-1 lead here in this ball game. Joe Kindig ends up at second base. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the Millard Sox. And now Joel Fritz will come up there next. Joel Fritz coming up there next for Hastings. He is the right fielder. Fritz in the first ball game today was 0-2. Struck out a couple of times. Was hit by a batter. He will take a strike here. And the count is at 1-1 here to Joel Fritz. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings. There's one man out here in the second inning of play. Now Beeson sets up on the outside portion of the plate, but the pitcher, Dannon, will wheel towards second base. No throw, but it looks back to runner, Joe Kindig. Joe now takes his lead over there. The second baseman shading that way. That's Lovgren. Goes back to his position. Here's the pitch to the plate. A cold third strike. Joel Fritz strikes out of the ball game. A strikeout number 1 in the ball game for Joe Dannon. Now there's two men out here in the second inning of play. Hastings has come back to grab the lead. 3-1 now over the Millard Sox. And now we got the top of the order coming up there next. Brady Hoffman comes up there. He grounded out his first time up. Grounded out to the second baseman. Hastings still with a runner on in scoring position. That's Kindig. And now he goes to third base. Head first slide down there at third, and they've got him. The pitch was down low. It was dug out of the dirt by Joe Beeson. And Kindig is thrown out attempting to steal at the third base. Nice throw there by Joe Beeson down to the third baseman, Gradel. And the inning is over for Hastings as Kindig is caught stealing third base. So the inning is over for Hastings, but Hastings 5 points back, scores three runs. Three runs here in this inning on no base hits. One error on the Millard Sox and nobody left on base. We'll go to the third inning of play with a score. The Millard Sox trailing Hastings. It's Hastings 5 points bank three, Millard one.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, president, 5 points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, 5 points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
3-1. Hastings has got the lead here. Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament from Duncan Field here on 1230 KHAS. National League scores from Major League Baseball tonight in the top of the eighth now. It's the Colorado Rockies out on top of the Washington Nationals 3-2. Top of the seventh, the Chicago Cubs, the Pittsburgh Pirates are tied up at 3. The Florida Marlins leading the Houston Astros 6-2. They're in the bottom of the seventh. Bottom of the fourth inning, it's the Reds over the Brewers by the score of 4-1. Top of the fourth inning, it's St. Louis 3, Arizona nothing. Later on tonight, San Diego at the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Mets at the Giants. The Braves and the Phillies, they're scoreless in the top of the second inning. That brings you up to date on Major League Baseball. Here's the Millard Sox up to the plate now here in inning number three. They face Brandon Panganiban and Hastings 5 points Bank. We're going to have a new man in here for the Millard Sox, Connor Watson. So Connor Watson is going to come out now and bat already here in inning number three. In place of Connor Jackson, the shortstop. So this is Connor Watson up there right now. And the pitch to him is going to be up high. So Connor Watson, we'll see if he comes out defensively for the Millard Sox. Watson is up there. He was 1-for-3 in the first ball game against Grand Island. Struck out once. In that contest, here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. Shallow right field coming on is going to be Joel Fritz across the foul line. And he bounces off of the glove of Ryan Bender. That was right in his glove and it bounces out of there in foul territory. So Connor Watson is going to get new life here for the Millard Sox. Comes back and grabs the club. Going to be a long strike there on Watson. The count is at 1 ball, actually 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count here to Connor Watson as he comes back to the right-hand batter's box after Ryan Bender can't handle that foul ball. Watson in the leadoff position here in the batting order. Here's a pitch that's going to be outside. It's going to be a ball, 3-2. Watson was getting ready to chase after that one, but wisely enough keeps the bat on the shoulder. Now the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count with Mason Lovegren coming up next, and we'll see Ian Mernon coming up here for the Millard Sox. Panganiban working from the stretch, and the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. He walks him. So Watson will pinch hit here in the third inning, and he works out a walk. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game, surrendered by Brandon Panganiban. Mason Lovegren comes up there next. He had a single his first time up there. In fact, these first three guys all singled to start the ball game. Jackson, Lovegren, and Vernon. Here's a high fly ball. It's going to stay in the infield. Who's got it? It's going to be Panganiban, and he grabs it there right in between home plate and the pitcher's mound. So Mason Lovegren flies out to the pitcher for the first out of the third inning. Now Ian Mernon comes up there next. He is the designated hitter. He had a single in that first inning. In the Millard Sox loaded up the bases in that first inning, scored only one run. Could have been a lot worse. Suicide squeeze that did not work, that Hastings was able to tag out a runner. Then an attempted bunt that was popped up. It was caught by the pitcher, Brandon Panganiban. So only one run scored for the Millard Sox in that initial inning. Hastings came back with three in the last half of an inning, and now Hastings 5 points back has got the lead, 3-1. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up as well. High fly ball towards short. Overmiller looks at it, and he grabs it for the second out. So Mernon flies out to the shortstop, and Matt Overmiller. And now Michael Gradell, the third baseman, comes up there next. He reached on an error. Actually, he popped out. He was the guy who tried to lay down the bunt that was popped up, caught by Panganiban, and then Brandon threw it wildly to first base, trying to double up a base runner. So Gradell is now 0 for 1 in the ball game as he comes to bat here in the third inning of play. There's a throw over to first base, not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Connor Watson. So Watson has got a lead over there right now. Ryan Bender will hold him on defensively. Brandon Panganiban, the right-hander, looking that way, now offers one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Michael Gradell. Dan Kaczynski, the left fielder, is due up there next. The Millard Sox and Hastings 5 points back here in the third ball game of the Johnny Hop Tournament. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Nope, it's going to be a strike in the outside corner. Rings him up a strike on the outside corner to Gradell. So the count now is at one ball and one strike. Two men out for the Millard Sox here in the third inning of play. Base runner is down there at first base. That is Watson. Average lead right now with Bender over there. There's a throw over there, and Watson is back in there standing up. Hastings beating Grand Island earlier today, 6-5, and then Grand Island coming back in the second ball game to beat the Millard Sox by the score of 5-1. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be too low. And the count now is sitting at two balls and one strike to Michael Gradell. It's a slight breeze out of the south here tonight, blowing in on the hitters at Duncan Field. Temperature in the mid-80s. Special Friday night edition of American Legion Baseball for you here tonight. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be right at the knees, and it misses. A little bit outside, three balls and one strike now to Michael Gradell. Two walks so far in the ball game by Brandon Panganiban. The Millard Sox have four base hits in the ball game. They got a runner right now at first base thanks to a free pass. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up behind the plate. Coming back is going to be Hollister, and that baby gets out of play. So now the count is four with three balls and two strikes. We're in the top half of the third. This game scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. Hastings back on the diamond bright and early tomorrow. They'll go at 11 o'clock. Take on Lincoln Northeast. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS, 1045 for the pregame show tomorrow. And Hastings will also play the final game of the tournament tomorrow night as they take on Fremont. That'll be a 6:30 start here at Duncan. Fremont's a team that beat Hastings in the Mike Peterson tournament over the weekend, last weekend. So we got another crack at Fremont coming up tomorrow. Michael Gradell at the plate now. Count to him is at three balls and two strikes. Two men out here in the third inning of play. The Millard Sox with the runner at first base. There's a throw over there. It's not in time as the base runner Connor Watson is back in there. Big hole now between Ryan Bender at first base and Joe Kindig at second on the right side of the diamond. There goes the runner at first base, and the pitch can be fouled away. The runner's got to go back. Count remains at three balls and two strikes here on Michael Gradell. Two men out. So, again, Watson will be going on the pitch here. Dan Kaczynski would like to get a chance here for the Millard Sox. He's in the on-deck circle here for Millard. Home plate umpire goes over and gets a fresh set of baseballs, and now he's set to go. The count remains full at three balls and two strikes to Michael Gradell, who wears number 54. On that black jersey here for the Millard Sox. There's a throw again over the first base. Back in there standing up is Connor Watson. Zach Hollister behind the plate for Hastings here in this ball game. Flashes a sign out to his pitcher, Panganiban. He comes set. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch up high, and he walks him. So now Gradell heads down to first base. Third walk of the ball game given up by Brandon Panganiban. The Sox now have runners on at first and second base. And Dan Kaczynski comes to the plate next. He struck out to end the first inning. So now he's back up there here in the third. Runners are on at first and second base. Hastings has got a 3-1 lead here in this ball game. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Hollister, but the runners stay put. Hollister blocks that one from coming back to the screen. So they count one ball and no strikes here to Dan Kaczynski. And he's another guy that did not play in that first ball game against the Grand Island. So seeing his first action here at the Johnny Hop Tournament. It's going to be Brandon Panganiban again working from the stretch. Hastings will not hold the base runners on at first or second base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of the play. Ball chaser is getting a workout all of a sudden here. One ball and one strike to Dan Kaczynski. First baseman is Ryan Bender. He's playing behind the runner over there with two men out here in this inning. And Hastings protecting a two-run lead right now. Panganiban comes set on the mound, looks towards second base, offers another one to the plate. It's going to be inside, and now the ball gets away from Hollister back to the screen, and everybody advances one. Watson moves down to third base into play. It's going to be Griddle heading down to a second base. So a pass ball there on the catcher, Zach Hollister. Now it's Millard with a couple of runners in scoring position at second and third base, respectively. And now one of the coaches for Hastings Five Points Bank is going to make his way out of the pitcher's mound to have a couple of words with Brandon Panganiban. Brandon so far has walked three guys in the ball game. He has struck out one. The Millard Sox with four base hits in this contest. Hastings has already committed three errors in the ball game. And we're just in the third inning of play, helping the Sox stay alive here. So here comes the 2-1 pitch now to Dan Kaczynski. He lines that one in the right field. Coming on is going to be Joel Fritz, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Dan Kaczynski hits it out to right field. Joel Fritz coming in there hard for Hastings, the right fielder, and he comes and makes the catch, and the inning is over for the Sox. So they threaten here in the third, but the door is shut. They score no runs on no hits. No errors on Hastings, and two men left on base. Thanks to a couple of walks, we go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 3, Millard 1.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams, in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roof, and carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
So back here at Duncan Field. Hastings out on top on a score of 3-1. Looks like Mason Lovgren has now moved over to shortstop for the Millard Sox. And we will check second base as Lovgren is now at shortstop. Coming to the plate here for Hastings in the third inning of play, we're going to have the top of the order. Going to have Brady Hoffman, Matt Overmiller, and Zach Hollister. Hastings out on top with a score of 3-1 here in this contest. Here's the pitch to Hoffman, and he pops it up, but it's going to get out of the play. Hoffman grounded out his first time up there. Connor Watson has now moved over to second base. So those two guys just kind of switch positions there. Lovgren moves over to shortstop. Jackson is now at second base, and Jackson's going to get a chance right there. A little blooper out to him at second. He makes the catch. So Hoffman will fly out to Jackson down at second base. That's the first out. And now Matt Overmiller comes up there next. Overmiller flew out to right field his first time up there here in this ball game. So he is 0-1 in this contest. Overmiller was the pitcher in game number one. And he was 1-4 in the ball game against Grand Island. Sends that one down the line in right field. It's going to be in foul territory. Giving chase is going to be Ryan, but he can't get there. A long strike on Matt Overmiller. No balls and one strike to him. Overmiller, one out of four in the first ball game. A double, had an RBI, scored a run. Last night, he was 1-for-3 in the ball game against Crete. Had a triple, an RBI, two runs scored, and a walk. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That one's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Matt Overmiller. Zach Hollister would be next, and then Ryan Bender. Hastings scoring three runs in the second inning. They've got the lead right now in this contest by the score of 3-1. There's a bouncing ball right back to the mound. Retrieved there. There's a throw over to first base. Dannon goes over to Anson, and the batter is out. Matt Overmiller heads back to the dugout. Retired in the play from pitcher to first. Zach Hollister comes up there next. He flew out to left field his first time up there. Hollister in the first contest against Grand Island was 1-3. He was hit by a pitch once. Hollister also picked up a base hit last night in the ball game against Crete. Started the day with a batting average of .375 on the season. Here's a pitch by Dannon. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hollister coming in to today, 45 base hits and 120 trips to the plate. Full windup now by Dannon. Next pitch is going to be down low. Gets away from the catcher, Beeson, back to the screen. Two balls and no strikes here to Hollister. Doing the catching again for Hastings here in this ballgame. Hollister has walked 18 times so far this year, and he has struck out 10 times. Sends that one toward third. Griddle grabs it. Long throw across the diamond is going to be in time. And this inning is over for Hastings. Second time tonight here in this game that they have gone down in order, the first and third respectively, scoring all their runs in the second inning of play. Hastings scoring no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the fourth with a score. Hastings 3, Millard 1.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
So the schedule for tomorrow, if you want to check out some American Legion baseball action here at Duncan, there will be four games tomorrow. In this Johnny Hop tournament, Hastings will get things started in the morning at 11 o'clock in a ball game against Lincoln Northeast. Then at 1:30, it'll be Lincoln Northeast taking on Grand Island Home Federal. Grand Island sticks around to play the 4 o'clock ball game against Fremont. And then at nightcap tomorrow, in the final game of the tournament, it'll be Fremont taking on Hastings at 6:30. We'll have that early game for you tomorrow at 11 o'clock here on 1230 KHIS, 1045 for the pregame show. So join us, chat with the coach tomorrow morning at 10:45, preceding Hastings and Lincoln Northeast here on 1230 KHIS. 3-1 is the score. Hastings with the lead here over the Millard Sox. Connor Anson is the guy that's going to come to the plate first here in the fourth inning for Millard. He'll be followed up by Joe Beeson and Tyler Ryan. This is number 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order for the Millard Sox. Brandon Pagan-Eben stays out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He will work from the stretch despite nobody on the base pads here. As the pitch comes in there, it's going to be wide and down low. One ball and no strikes now to Connor Anson. He reached on an error his first time up there back in inning number 2. That's here from the right-hand side. Next pitch is going to be hit back up through the middle. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. In the center field, picked up by Brady Hoffman. So Anson gets aboard here for the Millard Sox. They've had some chances here in this ball game, but only one run across the plate. Anson leads off this fourth inning with a single back up through the middle. And now Joe Beeson, the catcher, comes up there next. Beeson hit into a double play back during the second inning. His only chance at the plate here in this ball game. Now he comes up there with a man on at first base. He squares around the bunt, pulls it back, takes a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Beeson. Beeson did not play in the first ball game against Grand Island. So he's 0 for 1 here. In Hastings, as the lights are coming on here at Duncan Field, here's another bunt attempt at least, and it's fouled away. I think Beeson was trying to sneak away from that pitch inside, and his bat hits the ball. It's going to be a foul ball, so it's no balls and two strikes. Tyler Ryan would be next, the right fielder, and then we'll see Tyler Hall. Millard Sox batting here in the fourth inning of play. And the next pitch is going to be fouled. First base side out of play. So the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Brandon Panganiban pitching here for Hastings. He's walked a couple of guys. In fact, three walks for Panganiban in the ballgame so far. He's got one strikeout. The Sox with five base hits in the ballgame. In fact, they've out-hit Hastings 5-1. Hastings also helped them along to stay in the ballgame with three errors. Only one run. That was in the first inning. First three guys reached base safely on singles. Hastings had an error in that first inning. That's been the only run that the Sox have been able to score so far in the first three-plus innings. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Joe Beeson, the catcher. Panganiban working from the stretch. There's a curve ball. It's going to be in there for a called third strike. And he strikes him out. The second strike out of the ball game for Brandon Panganiban. A nice curve ball to just nicks the inside corner. So two strikeouts now for Panganiban. First man out here in the fourth inning of play. Tyler Ryan comes to the plate next. Ryan had a single back there in the second inning of play. So he's one for one here in this ball game. Stumps up there for the second time. Takes a whack at that one and fouls it down the first base side. So it comes trickling away from the plate. No balls and one strike now on Tyler Ryan. Ryan batting here from the right-hand side. Another guy that did not play in game number one against Grand Island. So no balls and one strike. One man out here in the fourth inning. Connor Anson is your base runner down there at first base for the Millard Sox. Fakes the steal. Pitch is going to come to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that misses. Outside, and the count is at one ball and one strike. Tyler Ryan is the number eight hitter in the batting order here for the Millard Sox. Takes a look at the third base coach down there. No signs flashed here. Ryan is back into the right-hand batter's box. The next pitch is going to be outside. The ball hops over the glove of Zach Hollister back to the screen. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Connor Anson. So a wild pitch there on Brandon Panganiban as the ball hops over the glove of the catcher Zach Hollister back to the screen. So now the Millard Sox have a bat on in scoring position at second base. That is Anson. And the count here to Tyler Ryan will be at two balls and one strike. Panganiban looking in for the sign again. He's got it. Checks the runner at second. Yep, he's there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. And the count now is even at two balls and two strikes. American Legion Baseball tonight from the Johnny Hop Tournament here at Duncan Field. Hastings out on top of the Millard Sox by the score of 3-1. Hastings looking to win their third game in a row here in this contest. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be just outside, a little bit low. And the count is now full of three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here to the number eight guy in the batting order, Tyler Ryan. Waiting anxiously here, club in hand. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be hit down the line at right field, giving chase. Joel Fritz, he's not going to get there. Ball's out in foul territory. The count remains at three balls and two strikes. Area 7 tournament gets underway next week. Hastings will be playing in Kearney. They'll play. Kearney runs it next Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Memorial Field. Next pitch is going to be outside for a walk. Pitch is way outside there by Brandon Panganiban. That's going to be the fourth walk of the ball game by Brandon. Now runners are on at first and second base. Tyler Hall comes to the plate next. We will have the action next week for you from the area tournament at Memorial Field in Kearney. 8 o'clock, the scheduled game time for that first one between Kearney runs and Hastings. Be on the air next Thursday night with the pregame show at about 7:45. By the way, we got word that Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes picked up a win today. They're playing in the Omaha Westside Tournament. 8-4 was the winner of Omaha Creighton Prep. There's a bunt laid down, fielded there by Panganiban. It's thrown to first base. It's going to be in time, but the runners advance. So Tyler Hall, the number nine hitter in the batting order, bunts, is thrown out by the pitcher Panganiban, but moving over to third base on the play is Connor Anson, and moving over to second base is going to be Tyler Ryan. Now there's going to be two men out here in the fourth, and that brings up the top of the order again. This is going to be Connor Watson coming up there now. Connor Watson comes up there here in the fourth inning of play. He reached on a base on balls his last time up there in the third. So again, Johnson Imperial Homes beating Omaha Creighton Prep today 8-4 in the Omaha Westside Tournament. He'll take on the Millard North Deep Mustangs tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 in Omaha. There's a breaking pitch there by Panganiban, but it's going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and two to Connor Watson. He is batting here in the fourth inning of play. Runners are on at second and third base here. Hastings with a 3-1 lead over the Millard Sox. Panganiban trying to get out of the inning with no damage done here. There's a swing and a miss. The catcher drops the third strike. Hollister grabs it, goes down to first base, and he's retired. Watson strikes out. So the third strike out of the ball game for Panganiban, and Hastings gets out of the inning here with no damage done. Millard scores no runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings, and two men left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 3, Millard 1.
Beeman's Appliances has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? Beeman's also has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliances services what they sell.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings 5 Points Bank batting now here in the fourth inning of play. Ryan Bender, Jose Romo, Darren Dice scheduled up here. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order to face Joe Dannon and the Millard Sox here in this ball game. Hastings with a lead, 3-1. And on the very first pitch, Ryan Bender is going to be hit right on the left thigh. So a hit batter here. And Hastings will have a quick base runner here in the fourth. Jose Romo comes up there next. Romo had a base on balls his last time up there in the second inning, scored one of those 3 runs. So Romo, the left-hander, comes up there with a base runner on now at first. That's Ryan Bender. See if Hastings can scratch out another run here. There's a throw over the first base. That's going to be not in time as Ryan Bender dives back in there with a hand tag back on the first base bag over there. Joe Dannon works from the stretch. The right-hander, as he's going to offer another one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to deep center field. Tyler Hall backing up, and he makes the catch out there. Jose Romo gives it a ride on one pitch there, but he flies out to the center fielder, Tyler Hall. That's the first out here in this fourth inning. And now Darren Dice comes up there next. Dice is the third baseman. He was hit by a pitch his first time up there in the second inning. Came around to score one of those 3 runs. We're just joining us today. Darren Dice had the game-winning hit earlier today in the 6-5 win over the Grand Island Home Federal squad. Hastings came from 5 runs down in the ballgame. They scored actually 4 in the 7th inning alone. They came back to beat Grand Island Home Federal by a score of 6-5 today. Dice had the game-winning hit with 2 outs in the 7th. There's a pitch in here. It's going to be inside for a ball. And there's now 1 ball and no strikes on Darren Dice. He starts the day with a batting average of .259. Dice had that 1 base hit in that first ball game against Grand Island in 3 trips to the plate. Also had a walk. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is hit on the ground towards shortstop. Lovgren has got it. His throw over to first base. That's going to be low, but the first baseman, Anson, holds on to it. And Darren Dice is retired in the play. So the throw was low from the shortstop, Mason Lovgren, but it's dug out nicely out of the dirt there by the first baseman, Connor Anson. Darren Dice is retired in the play. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Ryan Bender. Now Blaine Gantz, the designated hitter, comes up there for Hastings. Gantz, he grounded out his first time up. Grounded out to third base. So he's 0 for 1 here in this ball game. Gantz did not play in game number 1. So Blaine Gantz, he waits here with 2 outs now in the fourth inning as he fouls away the pitch back to the press box. In fact, just to the right of us, gets over the screen. No balls and one strike now to Gatz. He started the day with a batting average of .316. 12 base hits and 38 trips to the plate so far this year for Gatz. He has walked 5 times. He has struck out 8 times coming in here. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Blaine is fooled on that baby as Joe Dannon came with some off-speed stuff there. Now Blaine Gatz is behind on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. In the bottom of the fourth inning here tonight, Hastings out on top by the score of 3-1 over Millard. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a called third strike. And Gatz is caught looking here in the fourth inning. Strikeout victim here. It's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Joe Dannon, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to inning number 5 with a score, Hastings 3, Millard 1.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, you're listening to coverage of the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament here this weekend on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We head to the fifth inning now. The Millard Sox still trailing by 2 runs. Millard scored 1 run in the first inning of play tonight. Hastings came back with 3 in the second. No one has scored since then. It's now a 3-1 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Mason Lovgren comes up there for the Millard Sox, and then we'll see Ian Mernon and Michael Gridell here in this fifth inning of play to face Brandon Panganiban and Hastings 5 Points Bank. Lovgren trying to bunt his way on and fouls away the pitch. So Lovgren is now playing at shortstop. He started at second base, and he's now at shortstop for the Millard Sox. Bats here from the left-hand side, waiting on the pitch. Here it comes, a curveball that's going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and two. No balls and 2 strikes here to Mason Lovgren for the Millard Sox. Lovgren did not play in game number 1 against Grand Island today. 1-for-2 so far here in this ball game against Hastings, as the next pitch is going to be down low. In fact, it hops back to the screen. 1-2 strikes to Mason Lovgren. Any of these guys can get aboard here. We'll see Dan Kaczynski here in this fifth inning. Lovgren, the lefty, working against the right-handed thrower in Brandon Panganiban tonight. Here comes the pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be outside for a ball. It is now 2-2. So Panganiban has walked 4 guys so far in the ball game. He has struck out 3. He has allowed 5 base hits and 1 run. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be swung on. Moves it down to the line at first base. Finally fielded there by Bender, but he's in foul territory. So Lovgren will come back here. They count 2-2. Not a cloud in the sky here tonight as we enjoy American Legion baseball action at Duncan Field. Winds blowing out of the southwest. In on the hitters here tonight at Duncan. Lovgren waiting on the next pitch here. It's 2-2. Panganiban offers one up there. It's going to be hit to the right side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Joel Fritz picks it up out in right field. Lovgren gets a base hit here for the Millard Sox. So now they have got their tying run coming to the plate now here in the fifth inning in the form of Ian Mernon. That one hit right between the second baseman Joel Kindig and the first baseman Ryan Bender. So nobody out here in the fifth. Millard Sox have their leadoff man on. Ian Mernon comes to the plate next. He is the designated hitter. He is 1-for-2 so far today. Had a single back there in the first and then flew out to shortstop in inning number 3. Back and even throws it over the first base. Lovgren is back in there. Vernon waiting here at the plate for the Millard Sox. He squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and then a check swing. As the pitch comes outside, it's going to be a ball. 1-0 to Ian Mernon. Michael Gridell is scheduled up there next, and we'll see Dan Kaczynski. Quick throw on the first base that time. Diving back in there is going to be Mason Lovgren. Ryan Bender at first base. Joel Kindig at second for Hastings. Darren Dice at third, and Matt Overmiller is at shortstop. Hollister behind the plate with Panganiban on the mound. As the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Out in the outfield, Jose Romo out in left field. Brady Hoffman is out in center, and Joel Fritz is out in right field. Another throw over the first base. Same result, diving back in there, Mason Lovgren. The count at the plate is at 2-0 to Ian Mernon. Another throw over the first base. Again, diving back in there is Lovgren. Brushes himself off here. Takes a pretty good lead again. Ryan Bender right there defensively. Instead, the pitch is going to come to the plate, and it's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 3-0 now to Mernon. Nobody up and throwing right now for Hastings in the bullpen. We expect to see Kyle Stromer if a Panganiban runs into problems here in this ballgame. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Mernon taking all the way on that one, and it's now 3-1. Stromer threw 33 pitches in the ballgame against Grand Island Home Federal earlier today. Went 2 innings, 1 strikeout, no runs, 1 base on balls, and 1 hit. So Stromer was very effective in relief of Matt Overmiller. Stromer actually picked up the win for Hastings in that first ballgame. He's now 3-3 on the season. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's in there for a strike. And it is now 3-2. The count is 4 on Ian Mernon. Nobody out here in the fifth. Hastings out on top with a score of 3-1. Panganiban looking for the sign. He's got it. Now a quick throw to the first base again. Guess what? Dives back in there. Lovgren gets his hand back on the bag. 6 base hits now for the Millard Sox. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is hit right to Bender. He knocks it down. Now grabs the ball and goes over to Panganiban covering the bag. And they record the out down there. So Ian Mernon is retired in the play from the first baseman Ryan Bender to the pitcher Brandon Panganiban covering the bag there. Bender had some problems there getting the ball to Panganiban, but he had time. And Mernon is retired in the play at first base. Lovgren moves down to second in the play. So now Michael Gridell comes up to the plate next for the Millard Sox. He walked the last time up there, reached on an error in inning number 1. So he's officially 0-1 here in this ball game against Hastings. Represents the tying run here in this fifth inning of play. 3-1, Hastings has got the lead, and now they're going to throw the second base back in there. It's going to be Ian Mernon. Covering the bag that time was the second baseman, Joe Kindig. Matt Overmiller, the shortstop, also shading that way. Panganiban looks towards second, offers one to the plate. That one is going to be outside, and the ball gets away from Hollister. Back to the screen, running down to third base on the play is going to be Lovgren. So now the Millard Sox have the second run, a potential second run down there. It's at third base, just 90 feet away. And the count to Michael Gridell is at 1-0. Only one man out here in the fifth inning of play. Panganiban now has to concentrate on the hitter here as Ian Mernon has worked himself around to third base. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low and a little bit outside. 2-0. Dan Kaczynski would be next, and then Connor Anson. The Millard Sox batting here in the top half of the fifth. This one's scheduled for 7 tonight here at Duncan. Next pitch is swung on and missed. There's a strike in there as Michael Gridell is now looking at a count of 2-1. One man out here in the fifth as they back out of the batter's box. Take a look at the coach down there in the third base box. No signs given here. Panganiban offers another one to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now 3-1. So 3-1 the count. Panganiban getting into some trouble here in the fifth inning. As Michael Gridell is ahead on the count at 3-1. Man on is at third base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and it just nicks the corner for a strike. A delayed strike called there on Michael Gridell, and now the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. One man out here in the fifth. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Hit is swung on and foul tap back to the screen. So the count remains at 3-2. American Legion Baseball tonight from 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. One more for you tomorrow morning at 11. Lincoln Northeast and Hastings beginning at 10:45. There's a ball hit down to the third base side. It's going to be right in front of the Hastings dugout over here. Knocked down. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings beating Grand Island in the first ball game today, 6-5. The Millard Sox losing to Grand Island in the second game by a score of 5-1. There's a ball hit down the line in left field. That's going to be in foul territory. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. This Millard Sox team, a club that's got a record of 16 wins and 21 losses on the season. Hastings is at 18 and 25. They've won their last two. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be inside, and he loses him. A walk issued there by Brandon Panganiban. So after Gridell fouls away a couple of pitches, Panganiban misses, and he walks another guy here in the ball game. That's going to be 5 walks given up now by Brandon Panganiban with 3 strikeouts. And that's going to bring up Dan Kaczynski next, the left fielder. And he represents the lead run now here in the fifth inning. And now Zach Hollister is going to go out and have a couple of words with his pitcher, Brandon Panganiban. We are in the fifth inning of play. There's only one man out. And the Millard Sox have got base runners on now at first and third base. And we'll see if things start to stroll here in the Hastings dugout as Brandon Panganiban is running into a jam here in the fifth inning. Home plate umpire goes out and breaks up the conference out here on the mound as Hollister comes behind the dish. Comes back to the dish as he looks into the dugout. So this is Dan Kaczynski coming up here next. He is 0-for-2 so far today. Struck out in the first inning of play, and he also flew out to right field and in both of the innings for the Millard Sox in the first and third with those plays. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes to Dan Kaczynski. Tell you what, Panganiban is throwing a lot of pitches here in this fifth inning. He's got only one man out. Both Murden and Gidell worked the count full with several pitches fouled away after that. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. 2 balls and 0 strikes now to Dan Kaczynski. Connor Anson would be next. The Millard Sox trying to get back into the ball game. They are trailing by a score of 3-1. Inching away from the bag at first is going to be Gridell. There's a ball hit towards short. Overmiller can't handle it. Hits off of his glove into left field. One run is going to score. Around the bag at second is going to be Gridell. He slides into third base as the throw comes in, and the ball gets away from Darren Dice, but he'll stay put. And Dan Kaczynski ends up at second base there for the Millard Sox. So Mason Lovegren is going to score. That makes it a 3-2 ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Michael Gridell, and ending up at second base is going to be Dan Kaczynski. So a base set here for Dan Kaczynski that drives home a run, and he moves over to a second base on the throw. Came in from the outfield. That one hops right over the glove of Overmiller at shortstop, and now we're going to see. Here come the judge. Coach Steve Ellingworth is out of the dugout, and that's going to be all she wrote, I believe, for Brandon Panganiban. We expect to see Kyle Stromer coming in here for Hastings as Steve Ellingworth is having a little chat right now with Brandon Panganiban out here on the hill. He has not signaled to the dugout yet. 3-2 is the score now as the Millard Sox have scored a run. There's one man out here in the fifth, and runners are on at second and third base. Kaczynski is on at second. Gridell is on at third base. One run is in. That is Lovegren. And now the home plate umpire is going to come out here and break up the conference. Hollister is in the discussion as well, along with head coach Steve Ellingworth and also Brandon Panganiban. And just as the home plate umpire gets out to the mound, the conference is broken up. It's amazing how that works. Connor Anson comes up there next. So Panganiban going to live to see another batter here in this fifth inning of play. 3-2 is the score. The Millard Sox have the lead. Anson so far is one out of two at the plate. He had a single his last time up there. Reached on an error in the second. Runners on at second and third base and one man out. Panganiban rockets a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Panganiban just falling behind the hitters right off the bat here. Cannot get that first strike in the hole. Anson now swinging the bat, getting ready for the next pitch. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a bunt laid down. And he fouls that one away. So for the second time tonight, they're trying to sneak one home here. Connor Anson fouls that one away on the first base side. Had a suicide squeeze earlier in the ball game. And the man missed the ball on a bunt. And Mason Lovgren, who was coming in from third base, was hung out to dry, and he was tagged out. One ball and one strike now to a Connor Anson. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Anson is the number six hitter in the batting order here for the Millard Sox. Runners on at second and third base. One run already in here in the fifth inning. Hastings with a lead, 3-2. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low, blocked there by Zach Hollister. Two balls and two strikes to Connor Anson. Hastings playing him pretty much straight away in the outfield with Jose Romo, Brady Hoffman, and Joel Fritz looking on. Darren Dice about even with the bag over there at third base for Hastings, as is Ryan Bender across the diamond at first. There's a breaking pitch that just misses. So now it's three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here to Connor Anson. First base is open right now. The Sox have hammered out seven base hits so far here in this ball game. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. I want a little poke here by Connor Anson, and Millard would have the lead again. They jumped out to a 1-0 lead in this ball game in the first inning, and Hastings scored three in the second. And now Millard has come back with one here in the fifth inning of play to make it a 3-2 ball game. Here's another pitch that's going to be fouled away. Bounces in front of the Hastings dugout here in the third base side, so the count remains at three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here to Connor Anson. Continues here in the right-hand batter's box as Panganiban works in the stretch. Here comes the next ball. It's going to be hit by Panganiban. Fielded there by Kindig. He falls down and now throws to the first base. That's going to be in time. They catch him there at first base, but a run is going to come in and score. Joe Kindig makes a play on the ball there at first base. That one was close. Connor Anson is thrown out in the play, but a run does come in to score. And that's going to make it a 3-3 ball game now. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Dan Kaczynski. So a good play there by Joe Kindig at second base. He kind of battled that ball there, but got it over there just in time. Now there's two outs here in the inning. We're tied up at three runs apiece as Joe Beeson comes to the plate next. Beeson hit into a double play in the second inning and struck out in the fourth, so he's 0-2. As Panganiban throws one of the plays, it's going to be outside and down low. One ball and no strikes. Joe Beeson, the catcher here for the Millard Sox. So now the Sox have come back to tie things up. 3-3. In this scheduled seven-inning ball game, there's a high fly ball toward left. Jose Romo across the line. Jose is going to grab the ball out there. Plenty of room down there in the left field line. Jose Romo grabs that on the foul out down the left field line. And Hastings gets out of the inning. But the Millard Sox come back to score two runs here in this fifth inning of play. Two runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 3 and the Millard Sox 3.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products.
Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field as Hastings Five Points Bank will now bat in the fifth inning of play on the bottom of the fifth. Joe Kindig, Joel Fritz, and in the top of the order, and Brady Hoffman coming up here, numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. Joe Dannon stays out there for the Millard Sox, and he fires a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. Joe Kindig, the batter here, he reached on an error back there in inning number 2 for his only plate appearance here in this ball game. Hastings has not had a whole lot of chances so far here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be back to the screen, 2 balls and no strikes. Dannon has struck out a couple of guys here in the ball game. He walked 2 guys in the second inning of play and has not walked a guy since. He does have a couple of hit batters in this ball game, but other than that, Hastings has really struggled here at the plate in this ball game. Hastings had 13 base hits in the ball game last night against Crete. They won today with 6 base hits over Grand Island. Now here's a walk given up here as Joe Kindig gets a 4-pitch walk. So he gets aboard here in the fifth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Joel Fritz next. So the third walk of the ball game given up here by Joe Dannon. Joel Fritz comes up there. He struck out in inning number 2. Batting in the number 9 hole here. He was 0 for 2 earlier today in the ball game against Grand Island. Struck out a couple of times and was hit by a pitch. Now Kindig with some good speed down there at first base. But he stays put as this pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Hastings with 23 stolen bases so far this year. Throw over there, and Joe Kindig just gets back in there with his right hand in the bag. So 1 ball and no strikes here to Joel Fritz. Started the day with a batting average of .253. Fritz last night in the ball game against Crete was 1 for 2. Scored a run. Also was given a free pass. Here comes the next pitch. Down low, throw down to first base, not in time. Beeson up there in a hurry, the catcher. But cannot catch Joe Kindig off of the bank down there. The count is at 1 ball and 1 strike now. 1-1 the count to Joel Fritz. Brady Hoffman would be next. Dannon working from the stretch. Fritz squares around the bunt, does so. Could be trouble. Dannon grabs it, underhands it now to first base. That's going to be in time. Perfectly placed right in between first base and the pitcher's mound, but the pitcher, Joe Dannon, comes over, makes the play on the ball over at first base, so the sacrifice works here in this fifth inning of play. That moves your base runner down to second base in the form of Joe Kindig. And now coming to the plate will be Brady Hoffman. Hastings 3, Millard Sox 3. Second ball game of the Johnny Hop tournament here for both teams here tonight. Brady Hoffman comes into play. He is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. As Joe Dannon works in the stretch, Kindig is on at second base. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Hoffman. He started the day with a batting average of .301. Earlier today in the ball game against Grand Island, 3 for 4 in the ball game, struck out once and scored a run. So Hoffman has improved on his average here today. There's a bouncing ball over the head of the pitcher, fielded there by the second baseman. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. Brady Hoffman is caught there by about a half a step. That moves the base runner along to third base into play, but now there's 2 men out. And Matt Overmiller comes up there next. Joe Dannon kind of hops up there on the mound to try to grab that one. It goes right over his glove, but then the second baseman, Connor Watson, just to the left of the bag down there at second, fields the ball and gets it over there to Anson at first base for the out. There's a ball hit down the line. That's going to be a base hit right up by the third baseman, Grinnell. Coming in to score is going to be Kindig, and Overmiller drives home the lead run here in the fifth inning of play. A single right on by the third baseman, Michael Grinnell, into left field. Kaczynski picks it up, and Hastings is back on top. It's now a 4-3 ball game. Hastings leading the Millard Sox here in this fifth inning of play. So Matt Overmiller delivers up an RBI single here in the fifth to give Hastings the lead. Now Zach Hollister comes up there next. That's the first hit of the ball game for Matt Overmiller in this contest. Zach Hollister comes up there next. Hollister is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He's flown out to left field and he's grounded out once. Hollister was 1-for-3 earlier today. He was also 1-for-3 in the ball game last night. In the ball game against Creed, he had a triple in that ball game, scored a couple of runs. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Zach Hollister here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Overmiller is your runner down there at first base. He's got two stolen bases so far this year, but playing on kind of a gimpy left ankle here. In fact, he didn't know if he could go here in the second ball game until just before game time, but he's played. Now he's going to try a steal here. There's a throw down there. It's not going to be in time. In fact, Overmiller got a great jump at first base. The pitch was high, and Overmiller takes off, and he gets a stolen base here in this ball game as he slides in there safely at second base. Ankle must not feeling too bad. He had that one by a mile. Matt Overmiller with a stolen base, so Hastings has moved the guy in his scoring position now. Here comes a fastball to the plate to Hollister. It's going to be up around the shoulders and inside. And the count now is at 3 balls and no strikes. Ryan Bender would be next, and then Jose Romo. Hastings back out on top here in this ball game. The score is 4-3. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Back over the screen, out of play. It's now 3 balls and 1 strike. In fact, Overmiller iced that ankle in between the ball games. But must be feeling a lot better now. He's got a stolen base to his credit, and he's played the entire 5 innings thus far. He's now in scoring position down there at second base, and now a timeout is called here. Zach Hollister backs out of the batter's box. 3 balls and 1 strike to Zach. Joe Dannon will now reset on the mound. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses, and another walk given up there. Hollister heads down to first base on a walk. Now Hastings has got runners on at first and second base. That is the 4th walk of the ball game given up now by Dannon. And now Hollister is going to be run for out there. With runners on at first and second base. Coming up to bat next for Hastings is going to be Ryan Bender. Austin Gittison is out there now for Hastings. He will run at first base for Hollister. So now Hastings with runners on at first and second base. There's 2 men out here in the 5th inning. 1 run is in. Hastings with a lead 4-3. There's a high fly ball out to the outfield. Coming on is going to be the right fielder, and he's going to make the catch. That's Tyler Ryan. So Ryan Bender will fly out to the right fielder to end the inning, but Hastings does scratch out 1 run here. 1 run here in the 5th inning of play on 1 base hit. No errors on the Millard Sox, and 2 men left on base. We go to the 6th inning with a score. Hastings 4, Millard 3.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams, in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Husker's and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
So Kyle Stromer is going to come out and throw now for Hastings here in the 6th inning of play. So Brandon Panganiban is through for the night as he goes 5 innings in the ball game here tonight. Panganiban had 2 strikeouts, and he also walked 5 guys in the ball game. He gave up 7 base hits, and he gave up 3 runs. But he leaves with a 4-3 lead over the Millard Sox. Kyle Stromer is out there now for Hastings. Stromer threw 33 pitches in the first ball game against Grand Island today. Went 2 innings, had 1 strikeout, gave up no runs, 1 base on balls, and only 1 hit. So Kyle Stromer is going to try to finish things off with the second straight ball game here in this contest. And we're going to see the 8-9-1 hitters come up here for the Millard Sox. We're in the sixth inning of play. Hastings leading the Millard Sox by the score of 4-3. So Kyle Stromer on the mound now, and Tyler Ryan will come to the plate. Ryan, so far, he has got a single, and he has also walked in the ball game, so he's officially 1-for-1 here in this contest. So now it's Kyle Stromer on the mound here for Hastings 5 points Bank, trying to finish things off. Hastings trying to win their third ball game in a row here tonight. And there's a strike delivered up there by Stromer. So Tyler Ryan, the first to see Kyle Stromer in the ball game here in this one. The Millard Sox now trailing in the ball game on a score of 4-3. Next pitch is going to be a little bit outside. And it is now 1-1 here to Tyler Ryan. Tyler Hall would be next, and we'll see Connor Watson. Hey, those guys get aboard. We'll see Mason Lovgren here in this contest. Millard Sox batting here in the sixth inning. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to stay out wide, and it's now 2-1. You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Bouncing ball to Overmiller at shortstop. He gets it over to first base. That's in time. Overmiller charging in to the grassy portion of the infield there. Makes a nice play on the ball. Gets it over there. First baseman Ryan Bender, and Tyler Ryan is retired in the play from shortstop to first base. And that's going to bring up Tyler Hall next. Hall hitting, well, let's see, he was had a base on balls back there in the second inning of play, and then they had him in a rundown back there and also retired him, so he did not score. And he also hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 4. So he's officially 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Tyler Hall batting in the number 9 position here tonight. 4-3, Hastings has got the lead. We're in the top half of the sixth. There's a high fly ball out toward center field. And going back is going to be Overmiller, the shortstop, and he drops the ball. He drops the ball out there, and Tyler Hall is going to be safe. Overmiller came from his shortstop position. In fact, that ball was clear over here in the shallow right center field. The center fielder, Brady Hoffman, was calling for it. The second baseman, Joe Kindig, was out there. And evidently, Matt Overmiller calls everybody off, and it goes bouncing off of his glove. Falls down the turf. That's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. Tyler Hall is going to get aboard here. And he ends up at second base on the play. So now the top of the order comes up there in the form of Connor Watson. So Hastings commits an error here. And Connor Watson comes to the plate next. There's the ball hit to Overmiller again at shortstop. He throws it to first base. That's going to be not in time. The throw is low. It gets away again from Ryan Bender. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Hall. And safe over there at second base now is going to be Connor Watson. So now it's going to be the Millard Sox. They've got something going here in this sixth inning of play. Runners are on at second and third base. That's going to be another error chalked up on Hastings on the throw by a shortstop in Matt Overmiller. Mason Lovgren comes up there next. So two errors in this inning on Hastings. And that's opened the door for the Millard Sox. Hastings with only a one-run lead, 4-3. Mason Lovgren comes up there next. Kyle Stromer will go to work on him. Lovgren had a base hit his last time up there and scored a run in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. And the count, 1-0 on Mason Lovgren. He had a single back there in the first inning of play. He popped one back to the pitcher in the third, and then they had a single in the fifth, so he's actually 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Base hit here would tie things back up. Runner is down there at third base. And here comes a suicide squeeze again. They pop this one up, and it's going to get into the seats. So there again, they try to sneak one home. Tell you what, Millard Sox very aggressive here. They tried that earlier today and could not get the bunt laid down, and they tag out the runner coming down from the bag at third base, attempting to score. That was an easy out. And now one of the assistant coaches for Hastings is going to come out and pull in the entire infield. Make sure everybody is on the right page here. We've seen the Millard Sox try a variety of things out there. This is Kyle Carrasco. He's going to come out and have a little meeting with the entire infield here. So 1-1. The count here on Mason Lovgren. Hastings holding on to a 4-3 lead over the Millard Sox here in this ballgame. Ian Vernon would be next, the DH, and then we'll see Michael Gradel, the third baseman. So Kyle Stromer stays out there. The conference is over. Runner is at third base. That's in the form of Tyler Hall. Connor Watson is down there at second base. He represents the lead run here in the sixth inning of play. We're in the top of the sixth. Kyle Stromer trying to shut the door here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It swung out and missed. So now it's one ball and two strikes. Lovgren was showing bunt there. Pulls it back and swings away and comes up empty. One ball and two strikes to Mason Lovgren. He's now at shortstop here for the Millard Sox after opening the ball game at second base. One and two the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Third base side. In fact, it hits one of the white stands here. Bounces down to the concrete. One ball and two strikes. One and two the count to Mason Lovgren with nobody, actually one bat out, it should be. One bat out here in the sixth inning. Stromer working from the stretch. He comes set on the mound. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Panganiban going five innings tonight. Two strikeouts, five walks. Gives up seven hits and three runs. He would pick up the win if the Hastings 5 points bank squad can hold on. Here's a pitch that's going to be inside and a called third strike. Mason Lovgren goes down on strikes, a called third strike. A nice pitch there by Kyle Stromer. An inside pitch that just nicks the corner. First strike out of the ball game now for Stromer as Ian Vernon comes to the plate next. He is the designated hitter. He bats from the right-hand side. He's got one base hit and three trips to the plate. Pitch is going to be down low, scooped up there by Zach Hollister. So now there's two men out here in this sixth inning of play for the Millard Sox. Runners are on at second and third base. Down there at third is Hall. Down there at second base is going to be Watson. Stromer looks that way, offers one to the plate. It's going to be an off-speed pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is now at one ball and one strike to Ian Vernon. Top half of the sixth inning here tonight at Duncan Field. This one scheduled for seven. Kyle Stromer winds and delivers. There's another pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes to Ian Vernon. So now Stromer needs another strike to get this guy out of here. One ball and two strikes to Ian Vernon with two men out. Here comes some off-speed stuff that's going to be fouled away. It's going to be on the first base side giving chase. It's going to be Bender, but he can't get there. It's out of play. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. The Detroit Tigers leading the Kansas City Royals 5-3. They are now in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Detroit 5, Kansas City 3. Tigers won last night's ball game as well down at Kauffman Stadium. Ian Vernon now backs out of the batter's box here for the Millard Sox. Just as Kyle Stromer was getting ready to get into his windup here. One ball and two strikes with two men out. Here's the next pitch, a check swing and a called third strike. He strikes him out. So back-to-back strikeouts here on the Lovgren and also Vernon. And the Millard Sox go down here in the sixth inning of play. They score no runs on no hits. Two errors on Hastings and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth now with a score. Hastings 4 and the Millard Sox 3.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings trying to hang on here tonight in American Legion baseball action. 4-3 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Hastings 5 points back. Now batting here in the sixth inning. Jose Romo, Darren Dice, and Blaine Gatz. Scheduled to come up here for head coach Steve Ellingworth. Joe Dannon stays out there for the Millard Sox. Jose Romo walked in the second inning, came around to score, flew out to center field in inning number four. So it's officially 0-for-1 in this ball game tonight. And he splits his first two pitches. One ball and one strike here to Jose Romo playing out in left field tonight. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away, and it's now 1-2. Jose also played in the first ball game today against Grand Island Home Federal in the afternoon ball game. And Romo was 0-for-4 at the plate today. This afternoon, he had two strikeouts and scored a run. Joe Dannon continues to work out there for the Millard Sox. Here comes the next pitch, and it's going to be a check swing there by Jose Romo. They look down to the base umpire. Nope, he did not go around with it. So the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count to Jose Romo. He started the day with a batting average of .276. Raised his average 26 points last night when he had 3 base hits and 4 trips to the plate in that ball game against Crete. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and now the count is 4-3 balls and 2 strikes. We are in the sixth inning of play. I'm sure Steve Illingworth would like to scratch out a couple of runs here for insurance. Heading into that final inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside, and Jose Romo gets the board. So a walk here. That's the second walk for Jose here in this ball game tonight. 5 walks given up now by the pitcher for the Millard Sox, Joe Dannon. And coming up there next is going to be Darren Dice. Dannon walked a couple of guys back there in inning number 2. And walked his third and fourth batters in inning number 5. He walks his fifth one here in inning number 6. So Darren Dice comes to the plate now. Dice was hit by a pitch back there in the second inning, coming around to score. Grounded out in his other plate appearance back in inning number 4. Pitch was outside, and then a quick throw down to first base, and back in there was Jose Romo. So 1 ball and 0 strikes to Darren Dice. He had the game-winning hit earlier tonight in that ball game against Grand Island. Hastings coming back from a 5-0 deficit to beat Grand Island tonight by the score of 6-5. There's a called strike on Dice, and the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Jose Romo is your base runner down there at first base. Hastings with a 4-3 lead here in the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch. Nope, now they got Romo tied up between first and second. Romo goes for the bag at second, and he's going to be tagged out there. So they had Jose leading the wrong way there at first base. Dannon goes over to the first baseman, Connor Anson, and Romo's out of no man's land there. Made a commitment to second base, trying to slide under the tag. But they have got him out there, and Jose Romo is picked off. So now there's one man out here in the sixth inning, and the base pads are empty. Darren Dice has a count of 1 ball and 1 strike here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground towards short. Fielded there by Lovgren. Goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So 2 up and now 2 down for Hastings here in this sixth inning of play. Lovgren makes the play on the ball there at short. And now Blaine Gatz will come up there, the DH for Hastings. Gatz so far tonight, he's 0-for-2 in this DH role. He grounded out in the second inning, and he struck out in the fourth. So Blaine Gatz will roll to the plate now here in the sixth inning. He started the day with a batting average of .316. Gatz had, 12 base hits and 38 trips to the plate when the day started this afternoon. He will take a strike here on the outside corner, 0-1. Gatz did not play in the first ball game. Last night he was 0-for-3 in that ball game against Crete. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen, and Gatz falls behind on the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings and Lincoln Northeast coming up tomorrow morning at 11 here at Duncan Field. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 10:45 tomorrow. And Hastings will play the final ball game tomorrow night against Fremont. That'll go at 6:30 here at Duncan. 4-3, Hastings out on top here in the sixth inning. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to stay out wide. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1-2 the count. Down in the third base coaching box, Dwayne Kalachek. As they look that way, there's a ball hit toward third base, fielded there. And a throw over to first, that's going to be in time. Third baseman Michael Gradell goes to his left and actually cuts off the shortstop Lovgren, who was getting ready to field that ball. But Gradell makes the play on the ball across the diamond there for the Millard Sox. And Hastings is out of the sixth inning. They scored no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh with a score, Hastings 4, Millard 3.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings with the lead here as we go to the seventh inning of play. 4-3 is the score. Kyle Stromer going to try to shut the door here for Hastings with a second straight ball game. And coming up there, we have got numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for the Millard Sox. Earlier tonight at Omaha, Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes winners over Omaha Creighton Prep. Final score of 8-4. Johnson Imperial Homes will play again tomorrow against the Millard North Deeb Mustangs at 12:30. Tomorrow afternoon, Hastings currently 2-0 in that Omaha Westside tournament. So Hastings trying to get out of here with a win. 4-3 is the score. They're really fortunate to be out on top here. They've got just one base hit in the ballgame. They've committed four errors. This is Michael Gradell up there now for the Millard Sox. Dan Kaczynski will follow him, and then Connor Anson. Kyle Stromer, your pitcher here for Hastings, on in relief for the starter. Tonight for Hastings, that was Brandon Paganiban. There's a swing and a miss. And Stromer is ahead on the count of one ball and two strikes. Stromer was the winner in the first ball game as Hastings beat Grand Island. Now Stromer has a chance to grab a save here tonight. In the second ball game, there's a swing and a foul tap. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. The Millard Sox scoring a run in the first to grab the lead. Hastings coming back with three in the second inning of play to grab the lead. Each team scoring in the fifth. Hastings scored a run. The Millard Sox scoring two. And there's a strikeout, a swing and a miss as Michael Gradell goes down and strikes. That is the third strikeout of the ball game for Kyle Stromer since he came on in relief. And now Dan Kaczynski comes up there next. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up there. A pinch hitter coming up. It's going to be Alex Meisenbaugh. So Meisenbaugh is going to come in. Now, and he's going to bat here in this seventh inning of play for the Millard Sox. He will bat from the right-hand side, and he takes a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Meisenbaugh played in the first ball game against Grand Island, and it was 2-for-3. So Alex Meisenbaugh is at the plate now for the Millard Sox in replace of the left fielder Dan Kaczynski as the Sox trying to get something going here in the seventh. Here's the next pitch by Stromer. It's going to be outside and down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, Hollister. One ball and one strike now to Alex Meisenbaugh for the Millard Sox. Hastings will play him straight away. One man out here in the top half of the seventh inning. Next pitch is going to be tapped down the line at third, charging. The third baseman, Dice, he gets it over to first base in time. Nice play by Darren Dice. Meisenbaugh just gets a little piece of that one. Charging from third base was Darren Dice, and he makes the play over at first base to Ryan Bender. And now there's two men out here in the seventh inning of play. And now Connor Anson comes up there next for the Millard Sox. He reached on an error back there in the second inning of play. Had a single in the fourth, and he grounded out in inning number five. So Hastings trying to lock up the win here tonight. We are in the top half of the seventh. Hastings leading 4-3. Here's the next pitch by Kyle Stromer. Is going to be a little bit up high. 1-0 the count. Joe Beeson, the catcher, would be next. However, we see a pinch hitter coming out of the on-deck circle in case he gets to the plate. There's a strike delivered up there by Kyle Stromer. The count now is at one ball and one strike. Looks like James Wagner has made his way out of the on-deck circle here for the Millard Sox. He'd like to get a chance. Next pitch is going to be outside, backhanded there behind the plate by Zach Hollister. So two balls and one strike. After the game tonight, stick around. We've got our post-game show. We'll name our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here for a few hours. Two balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Fielded out there by Brady Hoffman, so they still have life as Connor Hansen gets aboard here with a base hit to center field. And now we got another pinch hitter coming out. This is going to be James Wagner. So James Wagner comes out now. He'll bat for the catcher here in the seventh inning. James Wagner is out here in the seventh inning. Wagner, and that's a first ball game. Did he get to the plate? Yes, he was 1-for-3. 1-for-3 in the ball game against Grand Island. So he comes up there here in the seventh inning and will take a strike on the outside corner. So now the tying run is on the base pads at first base. That is Connor Anson. Wagner is up here in the seventh inning for the Millard Sox. Swinging the bat. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside. And the count is at 1-1. So the Millard Sox still alive here. There's two men out here in the seventh inning. Hastings with a 4-3 lead. Tying run is on the base pads in the form of Connor Anson over here at first base. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And now Stromer is just a strike from getting out of here. 1-2 to James Wagner, who's a pinch inning here in the seventh inning of play for the Millard Sox. Stromer working from the stretch. Here's the next pitch, fouled away again. First base side, count remains at 1-2. American Legion Baseball tonight from 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trying to wrap up their second win of the day here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and on the ground towards second, Joe Kindig has got it. Runs it towards second base, flips it to Overmiller, and the ball game is over. They catch the force out, and Connor Anson over there at second base. The inning is over, and the ball game is over. Hastings wins it over the Millard Sox tonight. The final score of 4-3. The Millard Sox in that seventh inning of play, they score no runs on one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. Final score here in this one in the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament at Duncan Field. Hastings 5 points, bank 4, the Millard Sox 3. Back with a recap after this.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 points bank, picking up two wins here in the Johnny Hop Tournament today, beating Grand Island in the first ball game 6-5, and then hanging on here in the nightcap, beating the Millard Sox by the score of 4-3. Hastings scores four runs on only one base hit. They commit four errors, and they leave three men on the base pads. The Millard Sox had three runs tonight. They had eight base hits. They commit one error. They leave 10 men on base. Brandon Panganiban is going to be the winning pitcher for Hastings 5 points bank here tonight. He is now 3-1 on the season. Kyle Stromer is going to get a save. He is now 3-3 on the season with a save now. Panganiban goes five innings tonight. Two strikeouts, five base on balls, seven hits, and three runs. Kyle Stromer comes on throws at two innings of relief again with no runs, one hit, three strikeouts, and no walks. Joe Dannon will be the losing pitcher for the Millard Sox. He goes the distance tonight, gives up four runs, one base hit, five walks, and two strikeouts. So Hastings wins it. They're now 19-25 in the season. They'll get ready for Lincoln Northeast tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock right back here at Duncan Field. It'll be a 10:45 pregame show and 12:30 KHAS. The Sox drop to 16 wins and 22 losses on the season. Hastings wins it here, 4-3 over the Millard Sox. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and our coaches' postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 12:30 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Sidelined from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings wins it here in this nightcap, 4-3 over the Millard Sox. They picked up a 6-5 win in the opener over Grand Island here tonight. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Hastings could manage only one base hit in the ballgame here in the nightcap. So, obviously, pitching was the main story here in the ballgame tonight. Brandon Panganiban and Kyle Stromer are going to be our players of the game tonight. We'll talk with each of these guys here on the postgame. First of all, we'll bring in Brandon Panganiban, who got the start for Hastings 5 points back here tonight. Brandon, congratulations. Picked up the win, and you guys look good here today, picking up two wins, one over Grand Island and then the nightcap over the Sox. Let's talk about the outings here today. It was a great outing for you guys.
Yeah, it was. I didn't have really any stuff, so I think like my fielders and the outfield were making plays. I only had two strikeouts, so I didn't really have any stuff.
Yeah, it looked like you're kind of all over the place there for a while, but hey, you kept us in the ball game. That's what we got to do, huh?
Yeah. I left a lot of runners on third, so I had to hold them there. And then Holly did a good job of blocking balls and getting my back.
It's got to feel good, even though you didn't have your good stump tonight. You still had the defense behind you and still had just enough offense. It wasn't a whole lot, but had just enough offense to sneak out of here with a win, huh?
Yeah.
So you guys get ready now. You play another couple of ball games tomorrow. You guys kind of on a roll. That's, three wins in a row now for you guys. That feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got, of course, the area tournament coming up next week. You guys still feel good about your chances there?
Yeah, I think we're finally coming together and, hit the ball a bit. We're becoming more of a team.
All right. Maybe some good prospects for next week, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Brandon Panganiba, one of our players of the game here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams, in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our second player of the game tonight is going to be the other pitcher we saw out there tonight, Kyle Stromer. He gets a win in the first ball game against Grand Island today. He gets a save in the second ball game. Stromer going up four innings tonight. He gives up no runs in the two ball games, gives up only two base hits combined in the two games. Had, four strikeouts and only one walk in four innings of work. And Kyle, welcome back. Another great outing for you. Pretty soon you're going to be the closer here for this team. You start throwing balls like this.
Yeah, it seems like I'm becoming the official closer. I like starting a lot more, but I think that one walk says it. I just go in there and try to throw as many strikes as I can. You know, it's hard to get outs when they're not hitting it or putting it in play.
Is it a big change, you getting a start, or you coming out of the bullpen? Do you change a mental approach to coming into the ball game?
No, I always try to come and relax. I don't want to get all, I don't believe in the hype. It just messes with you and makes you pitch bad.
What was the key in this ball game against the Sox? Like we said, you didn't have a whole lot of offense tonight. You didn't have much wiggle room to get out of some of these jams.
Just try and keep it low and away from them. I don't want them bombing anything. I don't want them getting it through the gaps. I was just relying on my teammates.
That's what you got to do, huh? As a reliever, can't worry about all that other stuff. Got to kind of block it out, don't you?
Yeah.
So what's the feeling of this baseball team? You guys, we talked to you after the first ball game. You thought you'd come in and play well in this nightcap. What's the feeling down there right now?
It definitely feels like we're coming together. I mean, we're all working together. We're all screaming together. We're all, I don't know what to call it.
Getting on a roll a roll for here at the end of the season.
We haven't been on a roll.
Yeah, it's been a while. We talked to Coach about that in the pregame show earlier. It's been a while since you guys kind of strung two or three or four wins together.
Yeah, it's been a not a tough year, but it's been a different.
A little up and down, huh?
Too much up and down.
Hopefully we got a lot more ups here down the stretch. Again, congratulations. Another great relief effort for you tonight to pick up a win and a save in the wins tonight. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Kyle Stromer, Brandon Paganiban are players of the game tonight. Hastings winning two games, one over Grand Island, the other one here over the Millard Sox. We'll come back and talk with the coach right after this.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Beeman's Appliances has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? Beeman's also has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliances services what they sell.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Yeah, back at Duncan Field, Hastings wins it over the Millard Sox here tonight by a score of 4-3. As head coach Steve Illingworth joins us. And, coach, as we take a look at the final numbers up on the scoreboard, doesn't look like Hastings. In fact, it looks like the opposite team won this ball game. But, hey, we find a way to win, and that's what good baseball teams do.
You know, and that's what we've been preaching all year during this last stretch where we just couldn't buy a win. We were losing games like that. And I'm really proud of our guys because we only had two hits, but we made them count. And the other thing is, I was really pleased with the way our pitchers just battled. Again, I had a starting pitcher, didn't have his best stuff, but he got us five innings, and then Stromer came in and shut him down. So, you know, the pitching was good, even though we had the five errors. We played defense when we had to, and those are the kind of wins that you hope jumpstart your team.
You surprised about Kyle Stromer and how well he pitched in a relief effort here tonight?
Well, you know, he's been a starter for us, and he's been a good starter, but lately, the last couple weeks, we've been bringing him in middle relief, and we felt he was throwing better, and I don't know what the change is. We have been working in bullpens between starts on movement on his fastball, and that's improved quite a bit, and it's showing up in the way he's performing.
So Hastings picking up two wins here tonight. You didn't have any kind of a letdown that we talked about maybe after that first game, a big emotional win over Grand Island. Guys got the job done here in the nightcap.
They did. You know, the dugout wasn't dead. They were alive all night. We just couldn't buy base hits. But, you know, the players, like one of the players said, I think we're coming together. And what that means is, you know, they're all cheering for each other. They're all supportive of each other. And that's really important if you're going to have a winning team.
Tell you what, you make a run here in this tournament, in your very own tournament. This could be the turning point, something to really get things jump-started for next week, huh?
Yeah, we're capable of beating anybody at area. You know, we have to play really hard-nosed baseball. As you can see, we have to play defense and we have to pitch because most nights we don't put up a lot of runs. But if we play the way we have today, you know, we can make a really good run in the postseason.
Millard Sox jumping out to a 1-0 lead after the first inning tonight, but then you guys come right back in the second inning of play and get right back into the ball game by scoring three.
Yeah, that was, you know, I was really pleased to see that. And, you know, for a while, I wasn't too sure that was going to stand up because Pango was really struggling out there to throw strikes. But we didn't have a lot of options. I mean, Stromer knew before the game he was coming in relief because he didn't throw that many pitches in his win earlier today. So, but it's not like a college team or a pro team that has 15 guys down in the bullpen. You kind of you have to manage it so that you still have starters on the next day of the tournament.
Are we still kind of handcuffed here as we move through this tournament? We've still got two games tomorrow to get through. And then are we setting up for maybe the rotation for the area next week? Or?
Yeah, we are, and that's going to be kind of a hard decision. A lot of it's going to depend on Ben Reimer and whether he can play for us at area because we have to move some kids around in some uncomfortable positions when we don't have him on the field. Ben brings leadership, he brings defense, he brings hitting. So, but, you know, if we get two more strong pitching performances tomorrow, the kids are going to make it hard on the coaches to decide who's going to start those games at area.
Will you have that in your mind tomorrow, knowing that the area starts next Thursday? Are we not going to use somebody tomorrow in hopes of maybe using them the first game next week?
No, not really. We're just watching pitch counts. We will pitch our guys tomorrow. Dice will go against Lincoln Northeast. And Bender will go in the nightcap against Fremont. They'll have Sunday off. I really like this tournament. We get that extra day off before area. And then we'll come in on Monday or Tuesday and throw our bullpens, and those are not at game speed. And make our decision then on, you know, who's going to start those area games.
Okay, get a few hours sleep. We'll see you back here in a few hours, huh?
See you in the morning.
Okay, that's Steve Illingworth. Again, Hastings picking up two wins here today over Grand Island. The first one 6-5, beating the Millard Sox in the nightcap on a score of 4-3. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
So Brandon Panganiban picks up the win for Hastings here in the second ball game. He's now 3-1 in the season. Kyle Stromer getting a save in this second ball game. Joe Dannon, the losing pitcher for the Millard Sox. Hastings scoring four runs and I guess officially two base hits in the ball game. The Millard Sox had three runs on eight base hits. Hastings committing five errors in this ball game against the Millard Sox. They had only one. Millard left 10 guys in the base pads. Hastings with three. But Hastings picking up the win. Final score of 4-3 over the Millard Sox. They are now 19-25 in the season after picking up a win earlier today over Grand Island by the score of 6-5. So tomorrow, Hastings will take on Lincoln Northeast in this ball game here at Duncan Field. That one starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, 10:55, or actually about 10:45 will be the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Then Grand Island will play Lincoln Northeast at 1:30. Grand Island will play Fremont at 4. And then Hastings will play the nightcap tomorrow night against Fremont at 6:30. But we'll have that first game for you tomorrow on the radio on 1230 KHIS beginning at 10:45 tomorrow morning. So that'll wrap things up for us from Duncan Field tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, back at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings Five Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.